to welcome you all to this service in our church this morning. And I welcome also to all those watching on Facebook or YouTube or on the recorded service at your own time. This today is a special day in that we have a guest preacher in Tozi, and more about that in just a moment. A few intimations. You'll have seen the intimations on the screen, including a wee reminder about the shoebox appeal. Those shoeboxes have to be in Littlewood Court today. excuse me. Now, next Sunday, the 31st, the service will be conducted by the Praise Band. They're keen to have an idea of what our congregation like to sing. And so if you've got a favourite hymn, please let Richard or Jim or even me know about that hymn. And it would also be helpful if we knew why you wanted to hear that hymn. So a reason for listening to that hymn would be also very good. In addition to that, our friends at St. Anne's are having an organ recital this coming Saturday. That's in aid of their organ repair fund. This will be at 4 o'clock, and the instrumentalist will be Christopher Cromer. Works by Bach, Handel and Purcell and others will be performed. Now, there's limited seating, so if you intend to go, please get in touch with John Whittle or me, and I can relay that to ensure that you're going to have a seat. So, our service is being led by Tozi, and I've got to work hard at the pronunciation, Shaya Munda. He's nodded, it must be right. Tozi is at the moment having in a placement in Kontur. He's from Zimbabwe. He's already spent 6 years in ministry in the Reformed Church in Zimbabwe, but is keen to come and work in the Church of Scotland, believe it or not, here in Scotland. He has a wife and 3 children back home, and they hasn't seen this family for some time, but hopefully in due course they will join him here. This is only Tozi's 3rd time preaching in English, so I think he's being very brave in coming here today, but I know you'll be very supportive of him. So, I think now we'll see the blether, if this video works, before we start our service.
Hello, and welcome to worship for this, our online or in-person joint service. It's great that you can all join with us for this time of worship together. If there's any of you that are new to watching us or joining with us, we bid you a special welcome and hope that we will encourage you to join with us again at any time for worship. There's just a usual, before we start our worship, a wee roundup of work going on in the churches. So let's start with Sheila across Echtin Midmar. What's happening there, Sheila?
Well, first of all, good morning to everybody who's joining us today. 2 things to mention just very quick, or in fact, maybe 3 things to mention very quickly. The first is that today, Sunday, is Harvest Festival at Echtin Midmar. And our collection this year, again, is in aid of our local food banks. We support the food banks throughout the year, but it's nice to make a special effort around this time in recognition of the fact that we have so much. We're also supporters of Blythewood Care, the charity that collects shoeboxes for distribution in other parts of the world around this time. Shoeboxes are already coming in. We've got a couple more weeks to be collecting, and then we'll take them to where they're going. So we're welcoming individual items or completed shoeboxes, and we're welcoming them from all over our joint parishes. And then the 7th of November at Midmar Church, morning worship at 10:15, will be a service of communion. And that's the news from Echt and Midmar.
Thank you, and I'm delighted with the box numbers that's coming in. Stella, what's happening down the road at Bledaf Chapel of Geary?
Well, we're having a baptism this morning, which is great. Little Nova will be baptized in Blairdaff Church, which is the church we're worshipping in this Sunday. And it'll be great to have a wee baby, and hopefully she'll not cry this time, Ewan. on the 7th of November, we'll be having communion, and that will be in Chapelgiri Church. And that's the news from the North End.
Thank you. And Neil and Tozi, what's happening up at Kintore?
Well, I'll say a few things about Kintore, and then Tozi can tell us something about Kemnay. Hi, everybody. At Kintore, just two things about COP26 coming up. The first is to let you know about the eco trails happening across at Daviot. If there's something that you're wanting to do during the school holidays and you fancy a bit of a walk in the woods, go up to Daviot. You'll get details about the woods, about the walk from the shop in Daviot. And there's a little eco trail. You can learn all about what Christian Aid is doing to assist with the climate crisis around the globe. And then at Kintore, I mentioned it last week, just a reminder, on the 6th and 7th, and again on the 10th of November, we'll be hosting an open church, Sustainable Kintore. We'll be hosting an open church at Kintore, where we'll be looking at various sustainable small businesses who are making an impact locally.
Thank you. And Tozi, something from you about Kemnay and anything else?
Yeah, I've got just two things before I mention about Kemnay. I had a chance to visit the food bank warehouse last week, and I'm very happy to see how generous the people are as they give in order to help those in need. Yeah, then this week I'll be in Kemnay conducting the church service there, hoping to see the people there and share the word of God and share the African experience as well.
Thank you. I'm sure they'll be looking forward to that. Cluny Money Musk, we have a midweek service still be online on a Wednesday, but the rest of it is just not our normal worship for October. We're in Cluny, and in November we go back to Money Musk Church, and the first Sunday in Money Musk we have our Sunday school, and we also have a blessing of a wee baby girl. So we're looking forward to that, and it will probably be a church full again as it was the last time. So one other thing just to tease you, next Sunday we might have a completely different format of service, because as soon as this recording is finished, we're going to be sitting and having a chat to see about what we can do next Sunday. Being the fifth Sunday of the month, we might try and become doing it to try and do different things on the fifth Sunday. So watch this space and tell your friends that something different might happen. And after me giving you that lead, we'll have to definitely have something different happening, just in case you get a bit cross. Anyway, I hope that you enjoy this time of worship, for we celebrate and we have joy in our hearts with the love of God through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. And joy our worship.
Okay, thank you, Sheila, for doing the announcements and everything. Greetings to you all in the name of our Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I just want to pass the greetings of my family as well, who are still in Zimbabwe. Yesterday I was talking to them on Zoom, so my daughter is a little bit funny. I once shared with the people in Kindo, she once said she saw a picture, my picture with the Kindo people. So she said, "Are they all your friends?" And I said, "Yes, they are my friends." And she said, "Okay, so tell them to bring us some apples tonight." She is 4.5 years old, so she always thinks that daddy is around. He's somewhere, maybe in the village. He will come back tonight. So as a preacher, whenever you greet people, whenever you see something, you tend to develop some sermons from there. So I said to myself, if she thinks that his father is around, likewise, as Christians, we must live a life like that, knowing that whatever we do, whatever we action we do, the Lord is always with us. He is close to us. He is with us. He is within us. Therefore, today, our call to worship goes like this. We come to praise and honor God in word, in thought, and in action. We come to give God our full attention and worship and to offer ourselves. As David says, I was very happy when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Shall we stand up and join in this song, S270, which says, I will worship. Shall we pray? We come to our holy God, knowing our weaknesses and our anxieties, carrying burdens of our own and those of others. We come asking for God's grace and wisdom, needing strength and sustenance for today. Heavenly Father, draw nearer as we draw nearer to you. O God, examine our hearts today Because you see things of darkness and the things that divide us, the shifting of loyalties and the cravings and the jealousies that we hide in our hearts. Cleanse us, O Lord. Renew us. May your Spirit fill us to overflowing, changing us from inside out, that we may be able to focus on you wholeheartedly, willingly, and pursue all that is good and lovely in our lives. In the name of the Father, we pray. As Jesus Christ taught his disciples to pray, shall we repeat the Lord's Prayer? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Shall we join again in this song, S15, which says, "All to Jesus I surrender."
Thank you.
The reading today is taken from 1 Chronicles, chapter 29, and we start at verse 1. Then King David said to the whole assembly, "My son Solomon, the one whom God has chosen, is young and inexperienced. The task is great, because this palatial structure is not for man, but for the Lord God. With all my resources, I have provided for the temple of my God, gold for the gold work, silver for the silver, bronze for the bronze, iron for the iron, and wood for the wood, as well as onyx for the settings, turquoise, stones of various colours, and all kinds of fine stone and marble, all of these in large quantities. Besides, excuse me, in my devotion to the temple of my God, I now give my personal treasures of gold and silver for the temple of my God, over and above everything I have provided for this holy temple. 3,000 talents of gold, gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver for the overlaying of the walls of the buildings. For the gold work and the silver work, and for all the work to be done by the craftsmen. Now, who is willing to consecrate himself today to the Lord?" Then the leaders of families, the officers of the tribes of Israel, the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, and the officials in charge of the king's work gave willingly. They gave towards the work on the temple of God 5,000 talents and 10,000 darics of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron. Anyone who had any precious stones gave them to the treasury of the temple of the Lord in the custody of Jehiel the Gershonite. The people rejoiced at the willing response of their leaders, for they had given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord. David the king also rejoiced greatly. David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly, saying, "Praise be to you, O Lord, God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our Lord, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand." May the Lord bless this reading from his holy word.
Thank you for reading the word to us. Yeah, I enjoyed the music. Yeah, I almost went back to Zimbabwe. Normally, when guitars are played in Zimbabwe, we start to dance. Yeah, we want to thank the Lord so much for these verses, which Sheila have read for us today. You know, this month, the Church of Scotland, it set aside this month mainly for giving. So as I was going through the Bible, I decided to use this chapter for us to just mutually encourage one another with the word of God. So as I was going through this chapter, I decided not to preach today. I decided to give a teaching. So, when teaching, I will be picking some points which will help us as far as this month is concerned. Yeah, there are two words which were repeatedly said in the chapter: willingly and wholeheartedly. Willingly and wholeheartedly. So, if I am to design a topic from here, I will say serving the Lord willingly and wholeheartedly. But I'll zero down again to be specific. Giving to the Lord willingly and wholeheartedly. So there are some principles which I picked from this chapter. When David wanted to build a house for the Lord told him that, no, David, you can't build a house for me because your hands are full of blood. That explanation of your hands are full of blood is just to explain that, no, David, you are a busy man. You are always in war fighting for your people. So concentrate on that one. But David said, no, I need to do something to you, Lord. I need to do something in order for your house to be built. So David decided to pledge some materials, to pledge gold, to pledge money for the building of the temple, of the house of God. But he surrenders those. That when Solomon assumes the duty, he will be the one who will be leading the work or the task to build the temple. So, the first point which I saw from this is that all giving is directed to God, or all giving is focused to God and God alone. That's why we see that David is saying, my son Solomon is still young and is inexperienced. He knew that if the people were to give and they will focus their attention, they focus their giving on Solomon, they will see that they will say, no, we are not going to give because this guy who is going to lead us is not experienced. This guy who is going to lead us is young, so we can't trust him and give our monies to him. So David was shifting the focus from the people, saying, no, you must not see Solomon when you give your treasure, when you give your gold to the church. You must not see Solomon, but see the Lord. The focus should be the Lord. You know, David said, the work is great. Why is the work great? It was for a great God. So whenever people are giving, they must shift their focus from the elders. They must shift their focus from ministers. If you are to see ministers in your giving, you will be discouraged because ministers are just human beings like you. They are not angels who dropped from heaven. They have got their weaknesses. They have got their mistakes as well. So the focus should be God. Once you focus on God, you will give to the Lord without any blinkers. The second point, this is a good example in Africa. There is power in leading by example. David himself, as a king, he led by example by giving first. He pledged the material himself first. You know, in Zimbabwe, here you don't write receipts when you give your money, your dues to the church. In Zimbabwe, we write receipts. When you give your tithes, in Zimbabwe, we are still giving tithes. If you give your tithes, the deacon or the elder will write a receipt and give you for reconciliation at the same time as a proof that you have paid. So I said to myself, one of the days we were in the cake session, and I said, right, guys, we want to see whether we are leading by example. So I want to go through the receipt books to the from January to June to see whether the elders are also giving to the Lord. And one of the elders says, oh, no, Reverend, we can't do that. You know, there is power in leading by example. If the people are to see that, no, our leader is doing it. So the people were encouraged because they saw that David himself led by example by giving first. So our Lord himself is a giver. You know, I always enjoy in this matrix of giving of the Lord. God himself gave us his son, and his son gave his life. So it is up to now. God gave to us his son. After giving us his son gave us his life. What about you? What are you going to give to the Lord? Third point, giving is voluntary. Giving is voluntary. You know, verse 5 from the chapter which we have read says, who is willing to give? Who is willing to give? It must be done in a correct manner. You know the story of Sapphira and Ananias in the book of Acts chapter 5. Yes, they wanted to give, but they didn't do it in a good manner, and the Lord was not happy with that. The people found it easy to give during the time of David because they saw that the king himself gave willingly, so they were happy to follow the example of David. Giving as well, point number 4, it must be done wholeheartedly. You know, one of the theme verse of my life is Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, which says, whatever you do, do it wholeheartedly as to the Lord, not as unto men. Whatever you do, do it wholeheartedly as to the Lord, not as unto men. You know, if I am to say everything when giving, it must be done wholeheartedly. I am very happy about the culture here. People, they give, they donate to charities, they donate to churches, they donate to all those people who are in need. You know, sometimes, yes, you can give the coat or a shirt which doesn't fit you well. So there's no need to keep that shirt at home. You can donate it to the charity. But, you know, as a preacher, sometimes you tend to learn every day from what you see, what you observe, what you hear. So I said to myself, this is a good culture of giving and donating. But at the same time, people must not only donate or give only those clothes which are no longer fitting them. They must be prepared to give even those special things which they love most. Because in Zimbabwe, I always tell people that, no, when you give, our God is not only for old things. You guys, our God is also for new things. Why do you want to bring old things to the Lord? You have to bring also good things to the Lord. The concern here on wholeheartedly, the concern is about what is inside. You know, if you are to read 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, it says, each man must give what he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly and under compulsion for God. For God loves a cheerful giver. So what you give is just a result of what is in the heart. Is a result of what is inside. So, you know, I always laugh when I am talking to some of my fellows as far as giving is concerned. I always say to them, giving is proportional. You give according to your ability. There is no one here must be a standard or a measure of how we must give. The measure should be Christ. The measure is according to your proportion. The measure is according to how you understand your God, how you feel about your God, how you understand the grace that is upon you. That must determine how you give. Point number six, no one is exempted from giving. You know, some of the people, they say, I don't give because I don't have. Giving is not for those who have a plenty of things. We have plenty of money, we have much. Giving is for everyone. I always say, you know, that parable of the widow who gave little money in the church, in the temple. I think by then, the people, when they come to give, they were giving whilst Jesus was at the podium like this, and Jesus was looking. If he had to drop £5, he says, okay, this one will put £100, but he has got 3 million in his account. He said, it's okay. So the widow came and gave few shillings, few pounds. That is the only man that widow had. And Jesus said, yeah. He recommended that. He said, this is pure giving. This is good giving. You know, I always joke and say, Jesus didn't took the little money which the widow gave to the church and give back to the widow. No. He didn't return back. Said, no. Even if you're a widow, you don't have much, but you have to give to the Lord. So no one is exempted from giving. True giving brings joy to the giver. You know, as we have read in verse 9, the people rejoiced at the willing response of their leaders, for they had given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced. True giving as well humbles the giver. It elevates God and position you on your position. What belongs to the Lord must be to the Lord. What belongs to me belongs to me. You know, in Zimbabwe, there is a saying which they want to express that you have done something which is not yours. This is not your duty. So in Zimbabwe, fathers are respected much. So when the father is away, my food is left in a special plate. It's like that when the father comes, you must eat. So if the son comes before the father comes and eat that food, what it simply means that you have taken yourself and put yourself in the position of the father, and you will be in trouble for that. So likewise, when we give, we are giving, we are putting ourselves in proper position. We are here and God is here. Giving as well, point number 9, it tests our faithfulness. You know, verse 17, if you had to go through that chapter up to verse 17, it says, I know, my God, that you test their heart and are pleased with integrity. God is pleased if we give, because we are just showing ourselves that we are faithful to God. Lastly, the way you perceive God determines the way you give. The way you perceive God determines the way you give. Our God is the owner of the universe. He is the creator of everything, including that you have, including your property, including your money, including everything that you have. He is the creator of everything. We have been blessed by the Lord with everything that we have. So the way we perceive our God determines the way we give as well. You know, I want to conclude by telling you a simple story. It is said that in Zimbabwe, there is a church which was deteriorating. The people were coming in their numbers, but financially it was deteriorating. At the same time, the roof was falling down. So the minister stood in front of the people and said, "Now, guys, next week we want to come and give to the Lord. So may you please come with anything that you have to the Lord." So in that church, there were some people who were selling at the market, selling tomatoes. Some were teachers and the like. So on the day, people came with their numbers. You know, the farmers brought their lambs. The teachers brought their money, a lot of people. So as the people were entering the door, they were shocked to see a coffin. So when the things were being sold, auctioned in the church, and the money was given to the church. So as the people were astonished to see a strange thing, a coffin in the church, who brought this? So they later on discovered that there was this guy who was at the corner there, was very silent, not talking to anyone. His name was John. They later realized that John was a carpenter and was a coffin maker. So he heard the word. The minister said, everyone must bring what he has to the church. So John was a coffin maker. He brought the coffin to the church. As the people were busy now, the things were being auctioned, so the coffin was brought. No one wanted the coffin. So one of the elders said, "I am going to buy this coffin at £100. I'm going to buy it to the minister." And the minister said, no, you can't buy that for me. And the minister took out £200 and said, "I am going to buy it to the cake session, the clerk." The clerk said, no, minister, you can't do that to me. That's unfair. The minister said, the cake session said, "I'm going to pump £1,000 and I'm going to buy it for my wife." And the wife said, "Oh, so you want to kill me?" Later on, John's friend raised up and said, "I am going to buy this coffin for £5,000, but I will buy it back to John." And John lifted the coffin and went back with his coffin. But just to look at the amount of money which was generated because of that auction, because John had just brought what he had to the Lord. So likewise, we must bring what we have to the Lord. May the Lord richly bless the reading and the preaching of his word today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, shall we join together on this song, S256, which says, "I want to serve the purpose of God."
of God. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning because you want us to serve you wholeheartedly. You want us to serve you willingly. However, God, in this world which we are living, we have got some people who are starving. We have got no food to put on the table. We pray for them, God. We pray for your provision. We thank you, God, even as we remember the COP26 where the world leaders are going to gather here in Scotland. They are going to discuss about the globe, the global warming. We pray that God give them the spirit of wisdom, discernment, and even understanding as we have assigned us on this earth to work and to take care. Thank you, God, as we pray for many nations who are at war. You are the peacemaker. Be with them, God. However, we don't forget that our minister Joshua is also on leave. We pray that God, on all the assignments which he is doing, be with him. Continue to give him strength, wisdom, and guidance as well. For these things and others, my God, we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we can join again in song S1845, which says, "Hear the call to the kingdom." Receive benediction. There's this verse which I want to read, Genesis chapter 45, verse 24. It says, "Then he sent his brothers away, and as they were leaving, he said to them, 'Do not quarrel on the way.'" May you receive the grace of the Lord and go well. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all from today and forever. Amen.
I'm sure you're all appreciative of Josie's time with us this morning and his teaching, which is encouraging us to give of our funds and our talents to our church. I'm sure you want to show your appreciation of Jesus.